Blog Talk Radio.
Am I just talking low?
Oh, maybe you have the same thing. Play back.
Parlez-vous français?
Check, check, check.
One, two, three, four, five.
Check, check. One, two, three, four, five. Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Test, test, test.
Metalinjection.net. Metalinjection.net.
Hello.
I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Dan from Jaded Punk is with us tonight because... Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Can you believe 7 people died on Black Friday? Serves them right, they should have known better than to cut in front of Darren on the line for half price Crocs. Here's the show.
Yeah!
Whoa, did Darren pick up some sweet ass Crocs?
I did.
Better have.
No, I don't actually.
Same crappy Crocs. Which I like, but I'm not wearing them today.
I don't think Crocs even had any sales. It seems like they have such a wide audience for their shoes.
Everything
they don't
has
need
a
to.
Sale. There's always sales for something. There's been Croc sales.
What kind of Croc sales were available on Friday, Darren?
I didn't shop for any Crocs on Friday.
Then why did you kill those 7 people?
It was just a joke, I think.
Oh, damn it.
Or maybe it's another Darren.
It's possible. I mean, there have been people named Darren that have committed murder.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Rob, you want to look into that?
Not at the moment.
Nah.
Welcome to the show. If you're listening live, you might be on our temporary location.
If you're listening live, happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Oh, Darren's wearing his special Hanukkah necklace.
Oh, yeah. Like, right now it's on the steady light. I had it blinking like I was at a rave earlier.
But Rob was having a seizure.
What's on there? You have Star of David?
They're just all Star of Davids all the way around.
And some of them are glowing, and when Darren came in, they were glowing in different patterns.
Oh, yeah, it was blinking, and I was like, I'm going to have
I love it. It's like Mardi Gras beads. Did you have to take your top off to get them?
No, this was actually a Hanukkah present from my girlfriend.
So your top might have already been off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she made the latkes and
matzo balls. You forgot those.
I did. For some of them, I was going to bring you some.
Humantashen?
A couple. Huh? Humantashen, that's Passover, isn't it?
I don't know.
A Purim.
Jew food, that's all I know.
Humantashen is Purim.
But that's the only time you eat it?
That's...
Generally,
like,
yeah.
When it's
like
available
pumpkin pie.
Most.
You could theoretically eat it. But
I would never theoretically or literally eat pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I'm
horrible.
I don't like pumpkin. I don't like pies.
I actually had pumpkin pie this week, though, but not by choice, really.
Someone force-feed it to
you?
Oh,
you poor thing.
My wife made it, but she's like, no, you'll like it because there's also, like, a lot of chocolate chips and, like, pecans in it and stuff. And I'm like, so you... spend all this effort to, like, drown out the fact that there's pumpkin in it. Why bother putting pumpkin in there? You cover it in whipped cream. You put chocolate chips. Like, just give me all of that stuff without the pumpkin then.
Somewhere there's a guy, like, being evicted from his house, listening to this on his last day before the marshal comes, who can't eat, and it's like listening to Sid.
I'll take that
complaint about pumpkin pie.
Or there's a kid in a third world country who figured out how to access the show, and he's listening,
and
he's hungry.
They've called him before.
Yeah.
Those guys. Nazi.
I think he lives in Ohio now.
Well, that's also kind of like
yeah.
A
he lives
country.
In the ghetto.
Flyover states.
So scary to watch those Walmart videos of people just like jumping on top of each other for $25, $50 off a TV.
They're like zombies.
Yeah. It really is like zombies.
It's still crazy to me that people go to stores.
Yeah,
like you can get everything
online.
Yeah.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Do they do? Because I don't really go to stores either. Do they sort of entice you into the store with better deals than the
website? No, all the deals are online as well, I believe. I don't know.
No. It's not online. Not all the stores offer it online. But is it public knowledge that the stuff that they make available on Black Friday that's so, like, deeply discounted is, like, irregular items? Like, where, you know, if they would sell you a TV that has, like, four HDMI outputs, and that usually retails for, like, $500, and then they lower the price down to $250, that same TV only has, like, two HDMI outputs.
Oh.
It's, like, it's strange items that
right.
they discount. So do people know that, or
I'm guessing
no.
they don't? Oh.
I certainly didn't. Nope. I just noticed that Rob redesigned the Metal Injection banner, livecast banner, and it has Steve Harvey in it.
Oh, yeah, a giant Steve Harvey.
How do you see the banner? All I see is this white page in a chat.
No,
I went
to the Facebook page to get the link for that chat.
Oh,
and it's there. And there's also some mushrooms.
That's right.
What's the is that the barometer?
It's the moral barometer, yeah. And there's also a rack of ribs on the table. I don't know if you've...
I missed the ribs.
Yummy.
With like the server, I was trying to do a server upgrade this weekend for the site, thinking, oh, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and my goal was to have it done by yesterday, and everything seemed all well and good until I noticed something this morning. I was like, hey guys, not even this morning, like a few hours ago.
I don't see any strange banner. Where am I looking
Scroll
wrong?
Scroll down. First entry there. Oh, no.
No, on the Metal Injection one, not on the live cast.
Oh, not, of course it wouldn't be on the live cast page.
No, because there's more people that like Metal Injection, so
because
I wanted
it's the
to
only one you want.
God forbid you should put it on both.
Yeah.
You're right.
When you have to, it's like Sophie's Choice for Rob.
Well, you could share it. You have access.
Whatever. If he had put it on the other one, it probably would have crashed that site, too.
Yeah, so be careful.
For the best.
But yeah, hopefully trying to get that up. It's been a interesting weekend for me, to say the least.
Poor Rob.
Rob got butthurt.
Literally.
And then there's a third one.
I got a little drunk yesterday.
What were you drinking?
Some Henny? Lots of vodka and a little bit of whiskey.
No Henny.
No Hennessy.
You have to say the whole brand name in case they're listening?
Just, no, in case somebody doesn't know what Henny is.
Tough. Google it. There's plenty of Biggie Small songs where it's mentioned. They can figure it out.
As Henny?
Yeah. Where the Henny at, yo? Nas.
Can I just mention before you start going into that, that we have a game show for people to call in and play with us on Hanukkah.
It's called Where's the Henny At, right?
No. It's just, I don't even think we have an official title. We
Jew or not Jew.
Jew or Goy, let's say.
And I have some poopery that I was saving to send to someone.
No, I have another game I want to do for that.
Oh, okay.
Which we didn't actually set up yet. That's where... We're all going to fart into a microphone.
Oh, God.
And then everyone's going to...
You still have my fart.
Sid sent me his one fart.
I started doing that. And basically it requires you to fart into your phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the
But then you have to talk into it and smell it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't care about that. It's just... It makes me laugh so hard every time I do it. And then I go back and I listen to it because I can hear it like... You know, like the fabric of my pants against the phone, and then
put it right on your ass.
Yeah,
you don't, like, give a little.
I need it to sound you know, exactly like my fart.
A little sound muffled. You gotta get like the actual the out.
I put it like against where my butthole would be.
Okay.
But with my pants, and it just makes me laugh so hard I'm crying.
So yeah, we're looking for two contestants. Four. Is it Jew or Goy? Jew or Goy.
And it's just going to be people related to metal or rock. There's a few stretches that are maybe not metal.
Yeah.
But,
we'll be doing that shortly, so...
You just have to guess who's a Jew.
Make sure to be by the phone line.
We will not give you time for Googling. You have to answer quick.
Yeah.
No cheating. Unless you go to, like, some Jewish metal musician site now and just have it queued up. Study a little bit. Not that you should do that. It's against the spirit of the game.
Sid is very into the spirit of the game.
He's very serious. I don't blame you. I don't like when people cheat at games that I work hard on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Haha, you said hard on.
So, at the drop. So I guess when people call in, I'll give them five, and then if you get three, you win.
Seriously, though, Darren, can you turn off the blinking light? It's very, very distracting to me.
I actually only did it to demonstrate, and then I forgot to turn it off.
Back to Rob's ass.
Oh, yeah, Rob's ass.
Sorry.
So I walked down some stairs to get to the train, and I slipped. I don't even
remember.
So
you attempted to walk down
some stairs. I attempted to. And it was like I was slipping for so long that I was like, well, I'm falling. How am I going to – like, how can I – like
so this
not...
happened as you were – first of all, you were at the train station?
Yeah.
And
there was no one around, thankfully, because that would have been even more embarrassing.
Unless they would have helped you.
Was it one of those trains?
Yeah, that's true.
So you were going down the stairs or up
the
stairs?
Yes, down the stairs.
And was it one of those train stations where the subway is elevated on like a bridge or was it underground?
It's an underground station.
Okay.
So I was going underground.
Uh-huh.
And I fell.
I want to get the full picture.
I fell and immediately hit my head.
No.
And that wasn't even the most painful thing because my ass.
Like the back of your head?
Yeah, like the back of my head. Like,
oh my
like whiplashed. I might be concussed right now.
What
you're right.
Did you sue? Are you going to sue? They shouldn't have had slippery stairs.
Yeah, sue the stair company.
But my ass immediately hurt so much. And like also my shoe fell off. By the way, I felt so hard. One of my shoes.
That's the best part. I didn't know that part.
It was so painful. And like the moment after impact.
Did you
once
call
I
someone?
I was honestly I was like how is this gonna end? Like what is it? Felt like forever.
Like
but
Final
it was,
Destination.
It
a buzzsaw
really
is
like,
gonna land on you.
It really was like maybe 3 seconds, but it felt like. And it turned.
I ran over and jerked off on you while you.
Oh no!
Oh, I guess I must have blacked out for that one.
Or that Polish man that plays the theme for The Godfather came and started playing.
So I had to walk like a good 100 feet to get my shoe, and I was also walking it off because it was so like my it was such pain, like such like the pain in my ass was so intense that I wasn't even focusing on the pain. On the back of my head, like that was like, oh, whatever.
Oh my god!
I barely got my shoe on. I had to walk up the stairs, grab my wallet because you know it fell out of my hands or whatever. And looked, and then I was just like limping to the seat, and I couldn't even sit down properly because it
that's
hurt.
That's why Rob has two pillows underneath.
It hurt my ass to sit down.
Police have detained Randy Bly, by the way, for this incident.
So somebody pushed you down the stairs.
Oh, I.
If I was with you when
ghost,
this happened,
maybe.
I would have grabbed your shoe and run away. You would not seen me the rest of that
not
night.
Not his wallet?
No, because he'd just been the wobbly one-shoed guy the rest of the night.
Just picturing a series of, like, steps on a rake. The sprinkler goes off, you know.
Oh.
The guy comes up and yells at him, calls him a mediocre piece of shit. The NYU guy.
You get an email that you have been fired from Metal Injection.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those moments where, like, wow, life
sucks. Jose Mangan gives you a poison taco.
Oh, and then you get diarrhea.
No, that's too far. Too far!
World shrimp shortage. You're allergic to ribs.
Well, the bump that Rob received after this fall is so... is protruding so much.
You
that
can
it
see
looks,
it through his pants.
You can.
I was told.
Well,
yep.
Well, I went home and immediately like wanted to look at this thing because I'm like, oh, I probably have such a giant bruise. And I looked at it, and it was a third ass cheek. Base. Like it is intense. It is not safe for life.
Does it feel hard when you touch it?
Here's the thing too. It's really painful to walk. Because it feels like I'm clenching my ass in the most painful way possible. Like my butt cheek cannot be, you know, the muscle cannot, like if it clenches, it hurts.
Yeah, it's probably like in a knot right now.
Yeah. Oh, and I put a bunch of ice on it.
How does pooping feel?
Pooping was fine, thankfully, because it's like high enough.
It's on top of one of his cheeks.
Yeah, so I could still
like where
fit.
His kidneys
but just
would
like
be.
If you're trying to force out a turd, does it hurt from punching?
I was definitely like not as fidgety on the toilet this afternoon.
Very focused.
Yeah, like just very like, come on, you know, like slow and steady. There's no race. I felt like a 80-year-old man today. Like the way I was walking, like with.
You need a cane.
Because I have to sort of walk forward now, like with my ass sticking out, so I don't flex it.
The way you've always been meant to walk. The prophecy is fulfilled.
So I wanted to take a photo of it because it's so disgusting. I want to document it, but I figured I'd save it for the show. Yeah,
so we can all see it.
So I want to get your reaction, like your live reaction. I'm going to moon you guys.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to tape this. So everyone on the show.
Oh, Lord.
Everyone can see we'll post
it
behind the
scenes. Noah, you're busting out your camera, too?
How will we know if this is the reaction of just seeing your ass or if it's the berry on your ass?
Oh, believe me. You will react like I reacted.
Why won't it go to video? I'm pressing Rob Fix It. How'd you do that? Do you have to slide it over?
Yeah.
I thought pressing it would do it. No, that's bullshit.
Get with it, Sid.
All right.
Do you need a light? Because I can use a flashlight so you can see all the veins and stuff in it.
There's no veins. It's just...
So is it not black and blue yet?
Well, you guys can tell me.
Oh, all right.
Do you see it?
We
need
it's
sideways.
Right, it's right there. You see
he still has his pants on. First.
Sideways. Stand in profile for a second. There's like a little teaser.
I don't see any. All
right. Let's just whip it out. All right. Yeah.
All right. Kind of
see
it.
The profile. Yeah. It's like a nose.
Now, Rob, I warn you, there's a window there. We might see your cock in the reflection, so be careful.
Oh, my God. It's like a long-ass welt.
Oh,
all right.
Do you see it?
Oh, he's right next to Noah's face. Oh, his ass is right there. Oh, God, King, she's broken in half.
There's lint in his ass.
I think that injection is going to have to be a pay site from now on. I don't know if that's legal out of free.
Oh.
They're 18 over.
Vampiro!
Can we see your glowing necklace, Darren, as a coda to this?
Stand by.
There we go. Now it's complete.
Oh, that's like some eye bleach.
Oh.
It hurts.
Oh, terrible.
Wowie.
Oh.
So can you guys describe it?
Well, first of all, when you're standing with directly across from the camera before you turned, there's a big blue welt all the way across your ass cheek.
And then a red one above that.
Yeah, but then when you turn...
I think the red is where... that was like the point of... like, I think I scraped down a few stairs, and then the point of impact is the red.
It's just a long ball.
You need to wear your pants higher. You don't have as much scraping. They would have protected you a little bit. Your pants are always sagging.
My pants were not sagging.
But what you can't see from that is when he turned to the side... there's a big bulbous fucking
it's
ball.
It's like a third butt cheek growing.
Yeah,
out.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. It looks like a third.
Holy mackerel!
Rob, I don't know about that.
It's like someone taped a canned ham to your
to a canned ham.
Yeah, basically,
it's a swollen canned ham attached to a canned ham.
Not fresh.
Not fresh.
I hope our YouTube page doesn't get banned for this.
Maybe don't upload it to YouTube. Maybe just.
Or you can blur out the other...
Start an X-tube.
Yeah.
X-tube.
Rob, you have a lot of lint in your butt, though.
It's the boxers.
Need
to pay a little bit more
I'm sorry. I should have wiped powder. Before mooning you guys.
You want to film that? You can film your wife maybe if you want.
Wow, that was not
it's a
pretty.
Whole new...
That looked very painful.
Whole new level
you might have to get that
cast.
Drained.
The thought has crossed my mind. I'll see how
just see how it is.
You have a safety
pin,
also, but also, I want to say it has definitely subsided since yesterday, which is a good sign.
Ay, ay, ay.
Because yesterday it was scary. It was like, give me all the weed right now. And like, I took a bunch of ice on it. I was just laying on my stomach.
You should get Mama Rabba to give you a rubdown.
Mama Rabba is
a little therapeutic rubdown. She'd do
oh
that
God,
for a baby
Rob's
boy.
If Rob's mom knew about this, forget it. He would have been in the emergency room right now.
She need some nursing. Nurse you back to health. She'd get you back down to two
butt
cheeks.
She would have put like all these like Russian remedies on you, like sour cream and whatever.
Slap your ass with a herring.
She would urinate on it. She's like, what? I heard this was a good thing.
Yeah.
I like the people in the chat are asking if my butt was hairy.
Yeah.
I would. I thought it was medium. I don't know. It didn't look like grossly hairy. It didn't look like the Sasquatch or anything.
I guess. That probably from the front, he looks more Sasquatchy.
Yeah, I guess.
I trim.
Do you?
Yeah,
really?
Of course.
Do you say?
What are you awing about?
Do you
yes.
Trim it in a little plastic bag. No. Break me off a piece of that chocolate you're eating, motherfucker. What the hell that is?
Is that a Toblerone?
Chocolate out of his crotch. Well, it's a crotch chocolate.
By the way, you should give out the number so we can get that game going.
I'll do it. You're eating.
646-929-1357. Call in, play our very Jewy game show. And that'll be going on at any time during the show. You can call in and...
We actually have one caller. We can take him right now. We have our friend Rachel, another Jew.
Rachel, hello. How are you? Happy Hanukkah.
You just
jumped
Rob's naked ass.
Yeah, I'm thankful you came in now and not 10 minutes ago, because that would have been really awkward if you just...
Yeah, Rob was mooning us.
Open the door.
I'll show her the video on my phone.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
You don't have to talk. You can just listen.
Rachel does not
want
to be on the air.
Come online. All right, on air.
It's okay. All right, well, let's get our call. 562, you're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, how's it going? It's Alex from California.
Hi, Alex from California. I believe you've called in before, right?
Yeah, I was the guy, actually, who got hit by a mitzvah mobile with a hit and run.
Yes!
So, very convenient.
All right.
Oh, great. So, do you want to play our Jew or no, or, I'm sorry, Jew or Goy game? Oh, it looks like the site's
Oh, Jew or Goy. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
So,
does it look like you have a hickey on your ass now?
It's way worse than a hickey.
It's like if he took a vacuum cleaner and put it to his ass for like 5 days.
Yeah. It really looks like...
Oh, so Steven Tyler gave you a hickey.
Good,
he's
stop
got a big
pushing
mouth.
The video on Rachel.
I got a text, oops.
So it was Steven Tyler. He's got a big mouth.
Hold on.
Gave
like, hickey. Like, Sid kept like showing her, and Rachel's like looking away, and he's like, no, look,
because you
her.
Hadn't pulled your ass out yet. I'm
like, no,
and this
yet.
This is Rachel's first introduction to Sid.
Yeah, I don't know that we've met before. Hi, I'm Sid. My ass.
But yeah, very painful. Very, very painful. Lots of ice.
All right.
Try not to sneeze and snap your donut ring in half.
Yeah,
we need another caller. No, one at a time. Everyone wins.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Not against each other.
Yeah, I'll play.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is your first celebrity, Mike Portnoy of Dream Theater, Jewish or not Jewish?
Jewish.
That is correct. He is Jewish. Okay, Woo! You got one. You got one. You need three to win. Stefan Wienerhall of Falconer. Is he a Jew or is he a Goy?
He is a Goy.
Wienerhall.
Not Jew.
That's correct. You got two out of three.
Oh, wow.
Two so far.
Yeah, they're Swedish.
All right, and one more to win. You got three possible, one more to win. Let me try to give you a tougher one. Okay, Vince Neil.
So much fun.
Crew. Jew or Goy?
Say one more time, sorry.
Vince Neil of Motley Crue.
Not Jew.
Not a Jew. You got all three correct.
Yeah.
And you are first winner of the day. Very good. Good job.
You get to win.
Jewelry on those is Jew.
Please just send me
What's
an email.
That?
A compact disc.
People get those still.
You just shoot me an email, and I'll send you the giveaways link. You can pick out a free
CD.
Yeah,
Rob Injection.
Yep, robert@metalinjection.net. That's the email.
All right,
awesome.
Thanks for playing.
It's a good thing he got hit by the mitzvah mobile.
Yeah, it helped him with the Jewness.
Yeah.
I thought Wienerhall would have been a trick question that he might have tripped up on that one.
The Grand Wienerhall.
Yeah, the mitzvah rubbed off on me.
When you said Vince Neil, it reminded me of a story that Vince Neil Steen, Metal Sucks, told me is that
he is a Jew.
He is a Jew. And he was once on a interview, like a conference call interview with Nikki Sixx, where everyone gets to ask one question. And at one point, the moderator was like, all right, Nikki Sixx, you're on the phone now with Vince Neilstein of Metal Sucks.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, what? It was like an awkward little moment.
So was he able to ask his question?
Yeah. He got it. It was just like a regular interview question. That wasn't the fun part of the story.
Oh. So everyone just got one question?
Yeah, it's just a conference call. It's like one of those, it's just a promo weird type of thing. I don't know.
What was his question?
I don't remember what the question was.
Could you text him right now?
Nah.
It might have been a good question.
No, he's going to want to plug his podcast again.
Via text?
Yes. Who are you texting with? The whole table is shaking.
Oh, yeah. I'll
put it on my thigh.
Thank you.
I apologize.
646-929-1357. Call in to play Jew or Goy. And if you get 3 out of 5 correct, picking out the Jews in metal on this, the 5th night of Hanukkah?
I think it's the 6th now, isn't it? Sunday was the 1st.
Wednesday night.
Right, sorry.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4th night.
You're right, okay.
Fifth night. Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
Anyway.
Yeah, really.
So we're celebrating Jews in metal. I was going to make a Jews in metal playlist, but then I realized that would counteract the game, so I'm avoiding that. But also, it was Thanksgiving this past weekend. Does anyone have any fun Thanksgiving tales? Nope. Anybody? We have another caller. Let's play the game.
What if they don't want to play the game?
905, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hi, it's Andrew from Welland, Ontario.
Hey. Hello, Andrew from Ontario.
Are you ready to play Jew or Goy?
Wait, are Canadians allowed to play this?
Of course, why not?
Because Rob might not want to send something to Canada.
Yeah. Rob?
No, it's fine. It's just slightly more expensive.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, Alex Skolnick, Testament. Jewish or not Jewish?
Not Jewish.
That's incorrect.
Oh!
Is a Jew.
He is a Jew.
Very much so a Jew.
It's all right. You still have a chance. Joachim Svalberg, Opeth.
Wait, what?
What?
Sorry, what?
What? What are you laughing
what's
at?
What's the name?
Joachim Svalberg.
Jewish.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh, 0-2.
Not Jewish.
If you get one more wrong, you're right. Out. Count it out.
You got to run the table here. This is a pretty easy one, though. Scott Ian, Anthrax.
Jewish.
That's correct.
All right, you got one.
You got one. All right. Paul Mazurkiewicz, Cannibal Corpse.
Not Jewish.
Incorrect. I'm sorry.
Very much a Jew.
I'm sorry. You don't win a CD.
That was a good try. Okay.
Thank you for playing.
That wasn't a good try at all. He got one right.
He got one. He might have got zero.
He got the easiest one right.
That was a terrible try.
I was just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
That was a terrible try at being nice.
Right, Rachel, are you playing along? Did you get any of those?
No, she doesn't.
She won't even answer that
Rachel
question.
Is a mute.
Someone cut her tongue out.
She's just spectating for today.
Is that like a Jewish custom that they said, like, something I don't know about? They cut your tongue out or something?
Oh, yeah. At the mikvah.
That's the Jewish version of the female circumcision.
All right. Well, keep on calling. We'll have plenty of more Jews and not Jews to play with here.
Rob, do you want to tease them with any of the glorious CDs that you
have?
What
the hell was that? Oh, that's me. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Got any intros to other episodes that you'd like to play?
No, that was the show playing back because I was checking the website because it's working now.
Oh, good.
Thank you for your call. We're going to hang up on you right now. During Thanksgiving, Dave Mustaine tweeted a bunch. Darren, if you want to pull up his Twitter page.
Sure.
A lot of things that he was thankful for.
Oh, yeah,
for.
I was reading that too. It was kind of bizarre.
It was ridiculous. You have to go, I want you to go down, if you'd like, back to Wednesday, because he started this, and, all throughout the weekend, he was, tweeting, a ton of things.
Okay.
It starts...
Hold on.
It starts on the 26th of November.
You want me to go from the oldest one?
Yeah, go from the oldest, because it's much, the first ones are way better than the later ones.
Okay, let's see.
So it's it starts with, what are some things you're thankful for?
I'm thankful I borrowed a guitar when I was 13 and didn't quit when my sister Debbie Elka bonged me with my two-step.
Who says Al Kabong to me anymore?
Dave Mustaine said
yeah, okay.
Clearly. That's the reference that he gets.
Yeah.
Can you, someone explain that to me? What's the joke?
It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It El is? Kabong.
El Kabong. What is it? What is it?
He used to hit people over the head.
Who? Where was this cartoon?
It was like a
Hanna-Barbera. Really?
Yeah. One of the lesser ones, like... What was that, like, Grape Ape?
I was a big fan of Magilla Gorilla.
Yeah, 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 that whole scene.
All right, let's try to read the good ones here. Some of them are just naming people.
I'm thankful I went from Huntington Beach to Newport Beach to answer an ad for a guitar player.
What?
Then the following, like the next year, the great ones.
I'm thankful for the day my path crossed Lars Ulrich's because it changed his and my lives and reinvented the music world.
Yeah. It was all you, Dave.
I thought he was going to say hit him with his car or something.
That day is still to come.
It's with the Metallica. Jesus Christ.
I'm thankful for the friendship my mom and Lars's mom had, and how they would have cocktails while Lars and I dreamed.
What? While they dreamed?
Yeah.
Like
they took a spoon in bed? No, they were talking about their band?
No, they were passed out, like, huffing fucking paint or something.
Exploring each other's bodies.
I am thankful for Ron McGovney's bass work, giving us a place to jam, and donating food and booze to a starving musician.
Young Dave would have been very upset about you rejecting the pumpkin pie, Sid.
No, really?
Because he was a starving musician.
Oh, well. He should have had less food. He wouldn't have to read these tweets.
None of these are Jew-related, by the way. I'm surprised. He didn't thank Judaism for giving him a good moral barometer.
Or a good manager.
Oh, well, started. I'm thankful for my time in Metallica, and then the next series of them, that's the gold.
I'm thankful for my time in Metallica, for the friends I still have in the band, and for the music we made. Who knew?
Who knew what? What's he saying?
Who knew that he would be thankful for his time, and like that he would get over his grudge?
He's not over it.
It's like, the funny thing is that he's referencing his own folklore, you know, like...
Yeah.
So it's like, get over yourself, Dave Mustaine.
If you're following him on Twitter, you're probably into it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, but then the next one.
All right.
I'm thankful for my ride to the bus station and that I didn't have to walk all the way with my guitar from Jamaica, Queens to NYC.
Spoiler alert. Jamaica, Queens is in NYC,
well,
but I think he means Manhattan.
Yeah.
Well, but who would fucking walk all that
way?
Yeah,
exactly.
Anyway?
Well, he doesn't
Hop
have
the
any
train.
He doesn't have any money. Well, yeah,
that
that's
was before
true.
Subways.
And then keep it going. He keeps going now.
I'm thankful for this again. The bus is very. He's thankful twice for the bus.
I'm thankful for the Greyhound bus ride home. It was like a long fuse being lit that would burn for 4 days.
Yeah, you keep going.
I'm thankful for Senator Alan Crampton for writing what would ultimately provide me the band name hashtag Megadeth.
What does that mean? Why did he?
He said something in a thing about Megadeth. But then the next.
I'm thankful for the Hostess snacks. Snowballs that I ate on the way home from New York that I used to write my first lyric on.
Nope.
I'm thankful for the Toblerone I ate at a bus station waiting.
What?
So his tweets just turned into product placement. Are they like sponsored?
I'm thankful for the Hershey's Kisses that I got that one Halloween. I'm thankful for the 3-second rule when I dropped that Skittle.
Here's a real one.
I'm thankful for the English girl on the bus named Yaz that loaned, gave me money because I was starving after 3 days.
She was influential in the creation of birth control devices. What else? These are just people he's thanking.
I'm thankful for at Ellison David.
And that makes it sound way more Jewy, by the way. Ellison David.
Yeah.
That he made a long-term commitment to be my bassist, my brother, and my friend.
Do you think he wrote all these tweets on the toilet?
Probably.
I'm thankful for my toilet, because where else would I poop?
You know, pants around his ankles, door wide open. Honey, be quiet. I'm writing tweets.
Trying to write here.
What else? Oh, these are all shitty now. Those are the best ones.
Yeah, those are definitely just the him talking about being on a bus. I'm thankful for Kerry King of Slayer sitting in with Ellison David and I on our first shows.
Do you think after writing these tweets, he like sat there the rest of the day waiting for Lars to retweet him?
Yes.
There's something like that. Like, I need acknowledgement from these people now.
Or someone that he tagged in the actual tweet to say, we're thankful for Dave Mustaine's existence.
Something. But I bet it didn't happen.
He's going through like all 55 of his years of being alive and thanking everybody that
yeah.
interacted with him.
It's like he's killing Thanksgiving by constantly tweeting ad nauseum about it.
Thank you, Randy Bly, for not pushing me off anything.
This toilet that I'm on while I'm tweeting.
I'm thankful for at Reader's Digest for inspiring peace sells, but who's buying and sweating bullets. Reading is cool.
Reader's Digest inspired sweating bullets.
Yep.
I remember that article they wrote. Hello, me. Meet the real me.
Yeah, okay. I'm thankful for peace sells, but who's buying going gold and platinum? I'm
thankful to the guy in the gyro truck that put extra white sauce on my meat.
Now I'm hungry.
Wonderful stuff.
Oh, he's such a self-absorbed penis, this guy.
And then he goes, saving the rest of the I'm thankfuls for next year.
For when he wins
this,
the Grammy.
There's more? Jesus Christ.
There's a story that I have ready to go for tomorrow. A critic asked Mustaine about why people don't like Super Collider.
Because it sucks.
His thing was that, it's their own fault.
They just don't get it, man.
Yes. It's a terrible
song. He did it on purpose.
So he acknowledges that people don't like it.
Yeah. He acknowledges that some critics gave
That's
it a bad review.
That's the opposite of the Lars method, which is to deny that people don't like it and say how popular it is.
Here it is. Critics have to listen to a whole bunch of records and don't really have time to live with them like they used to when we were younger. They'll listen to a record once. If it grabs them, they'll say something about it. If it doesn't, they'll say something else about it. If somebody said something good about it before, journalists nowadays can be impressed by a mob mentality. They'll jump on the bandwagon instead of being an individual and having their own opinions. I'm going to quit the voice because it's hurting me.
Well, you were in and out anyway.
Yeah. There's also that psychosis where if a guy doesn't like a person and he listens to the record, then it can be a masterpiece and they'll still say it sucks.
Oh.
So it's because of his political beliefs that people hate Super Collider.
Honestly, I agree with everything he's saying, but his song still is shitty. It's true. It's just not true in your case, Dave.
Right. Well, there you have it.
But it's a valid
Sid
point.
Agrees with Dave Mustaine. That's what
way,
I got
yeah.
out of that.
In a way.
Well, Ed Hurst in our chat says, I'm thankful for Paul Walker, a real super collider.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The best also is like checking Twitter. I love whenever there's a tragedy like this to check real-time, real people tweets of like, no, don't tell me my man, Paul Walker, just died. He was supposed to be my future husband. And it's like, this is...
How would one tweet in that accent?
My future husband. H-Y-O-U-S-S-S-Z.
No, that's husband.
That's how Mama Rocha
puts
it.
My future
husband. I love it, Paul Walker.
Why? He has to die.
Why are you driving so fast? It's so sad. You should wear your seatbelt.
It's sad, too, because he was just about to go on tour with Suicide Silence.
Boy.
Right?
I don't think that was it.
The band's cursed.
But he got in a car accident.
Oh, that's
racing.
So it's
speeding.
The guy from Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah, the guy from the Fast and Furious got in a
40.
Car accident. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him in anything.
Well, that first Fast and the Furious was like 2001 or something. I mean, it's been
I can't believe that franchise is still going. I remember at the time that it came out, I was like, "This looks like the dumbest thing."
Uh
huh.
You
were right. Well.
And it's probably the most profitable franchise, non-comic
McDonald's.
Movie
Oh, you mean movie?
Movie-wise, like that wasn't a comic movie of the last 10 years. Like, what other franchises are there?
Harry Potter.
But that, like, that's, you know, that's based on a book or whatever. Like, just
you
an original. Okay, well, I mean, like, an original franchise.
Can we?
I guess the Bourne Identity. Oh yeah, we're done with Dave.
Thanks.
But those are based on books too, the Bourne movies.
Oh well, then screw
I don't think the Fast and Furious movies are based on any books.
Fast and Furious made more than the Bourne anyway, didn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. And there's 7 of them. There's only like.
They're based on issues of Highlights magazine.
Goofus doesn't put on his seatbelt when driving 150 miles an hour. Does anyone get that joke but us? I don't think so.
It's fine. Has Vin Diesel tweeted anything about this? Do we know what Vin Diesel thinks about
this?
Yeah,
he's like, that was going to be my future
home. he did tweet about it. Let's see. Hey.
Oh, there you go. We lost you for a second, buddy.
Sorry. Let me try a different site. There's like 30 pop-up ads just loaded.
On Twitter?
No, it was just... I'll just load his Twitter page instead of the story.
By the way,
I'm totally heartbroken to a loss of a brother, I felt honored and blessed to have known such a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
How many people tweeted
it's
him?
Actually,
it should have been you!
Well, the photo is of himself, so he actually knows himself. No. It's of him and Paul Walker. That's weird.
Yeah, right. He's a wonderful guy. Okay, let's go.
So what were you going to say, Darren?
Oh, no, while you were looking something up, I was going to remind people about our game that they can call in and play.
Yeah, absolutely.
646-929-1357.
Was Paul Walker a Jew?
I don't know.
He might be.
Somehow
during
I guess.
Break, I
no way. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah.
What?
He can't be blonde. Has that Jewy look.
I don't think so. His nose is too small.
Well, he could have had
pointy.
The story was covered on JewsNews.co.Israel. So maybe...
No, don't you write for that website?
No, I don't.
There's also
a
Jew
certificate.
She reviews artillery.
Wait, so how did he die? Was he driving a car for another Fast and Furious movie?
No,
there
was some charity event that he was at, and then his friend was racing. He was in the passenger seat while his friend was racing another car, and the car that he was in hit a tree and immediately went up in flames.
That's hilarious. Everyone's laughing. Why is that funny?
Rest in peace to the tree.
Yeah.
That's the bigger
tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
How old was the tree?
How many
never
years?
Made
hundreds of
movies.
Years, maybe. We have another caller. I think this. Wait, 585.
Hello.
Who is this?
It's DJ from Rochester.
Oh, DJ from Rochester. Would you like to play our Jew or Goy game?
I would love to.
All right. Are you ready?
Can you explain the rules again, Darren?
I'm going to read you 5 people, and you have to tell me whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. Very simple. Are you ready?
Yes,
David Draymond, Disturbed.
Not Jewish.
That's incorrect. He's Jewish.
Oh.
Sorry. All right, number 2. Seth Putnam, Anal Cunt.
Not Jewish.
That's correct. All right, you got 1. Okay. Perry Farrell, Jane's Addiction.
Jewish.
Correct. You got 2 out of 3. One more. Mistress Julia, Jewish or Goy?
We'll go with Jewish.
Jewish is correct!
Wow. Oh, my God!
You're a winner! Julia Chernetsky is her name. Very, very Jewish. You got 3 out of 4, and you are a winner.
Wonderful. You just have to email me, robert@metalinjection.net, and I will...
send you matzo ball soup.
Just the meal. Just the matzo ball meal and the recipe for it.
I love
me a good matzo ball.
I love that horn guy, the shofar in the background.
It's
while
really
we're,
loud.
It's
very distracting.
I have it in iTunes, and I literally have iTunes down to like the very, like if I go any lower, it would have been muted.
Oh, okay.
It's so loud. But yeah, great job.
Thank you
for participating.
Well done.
Have a good day. Yeah, well, he wasn't saying anything.
Have you read off the CDs that they could be winning?
Yeah, you should do that.
Oh.
Just so they know if it's even worth trying.
Yeah.
It's a free CD. Why wouldn't it be worth
it? Because if it's shitty. then who wants it?
That's the fun of playing the game.
Yeah, but then they could just pass on the gift.
You want to give them the option of not getting anything.
Yeah.
There's a Borknagar CD.
Ooh.
There's Aborted, Atheist, Cannibal Corpse, Cannabis Corpse.
Are these just CDs that you're, like, getting rid of?
Devin Townsend Project.
From your house.
The Dillinger Escape Plan. No, these are all new CDs. Human Abstract.
Are they wrapped?
Yeah. Killswitch Engage.
Do they have the...
Some of them are promos.
Yeah, I was about
so they're already,
the
like...
Barcode is blacked out.
Yeah. Mastodon. Well, most of them, they're
that
all
kills
promos.
Kills the resale value.
Well, it's not for them to sell.
Come on.
You jerk. It's for them
Do
to
you
listen
have anything
to.
That hasn't come out yet?
No. Why? How?
You got an advance of or something.
No, I wouldn't be... They wouldn't want me to give that out. That's the whole...
Well, yeah, it makes it more valuable that way.
No, I don't. And also, I turn that down most of the time.
What?
What do you mean?
I prefer digital promos.
So maybe the listeners prefer a digital prize.
Well, then you I could rip the CD.
Yeah.
And I could
save everybody some trouble. They have to fucking wait in the mail. You just email them that shit. God.
Epic Cloud is the Devin Townsend album champion. The number to dial to play the game, 646-929-1357. What is Hanukkah? What is that to celebrate? Like, what is the deal with
it? Festival of Lights.
Well, but, like, what is the story behind it?
How many days the oil burned?
Yeah, they had only enough oil to burn, like, a half a day, and it lasted 8 days. God let it last 8 days so that they could, you know, get...
Across the desert?
Yeah, no, well,
canola?
Canola oil?
Flour oil.
No, candle oil.
Corn or flour oil?
Yeah. No. So that they. So wait, why was the light burnt? What are they needed for?
I don't know.
See shit, man.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: why couldn't God just like give them light?
Because that would be too easy.
Or why couldn't God just transfer them from point A to point B without having to go through that whole thing?
God probably knows about teleporting.
The point is to suffer. No, you don't have not a very
of
good.
Of course, I know. I'm just saying it.
Well, if you're looking for logic in religion, you're probably wasting your time. Doesn't make much sense.
Yep.
Yep.
Just enjoy the latkes.
We would have if you would have brought them.
Thanks a lot, Taryn.
Could have dipped them in some oil.
or
flour. Delicious.
Or applesauce.
Ugh, no.
It's so
go
good.
Together.
It does go together.
I don't know how that's a thing. I don't
sriracha?
Know.
It's very good.
Yeah, that works.
Can you imagine latkes and sriracha? Mm,
I can't know.
Do you hear that the sriracha factory might be closing?
It is.
It is
no,
closing.
It is closing.
Part of it, not the whole thing.
There's only one factory?
Yeah.
The guy
in some town in California.
Who owns sriracha is like a Chinese-American immigrant or something like that.
Vietnamese-Chinese, one of those.
Right.
Some kind of knees.
And he is a billionaire because of sriracha. He could just open up another plant. Right down the street.
I hope. Well, not in that town, because it's the town that sued him to close
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the town where the factory is based sued him because the fumes from the chili peppers were going into their homes and people were getting all teary-eyed and shit.
And, like, having asthma and breathing problems, and it was just stinky.
Yeah.
I'd be grateful. My town produced sriracha. But I'll keep doing it. Just give me a free
My sinuses
supply.
Would be clear all the time.
Yeah. Bunch of ingrates.
It is great for sinus relief. I definitely admit.
And the spout is perfect. You just put it right up your nose and squirt.
Right. Exactly. Go ahead.
No. Ben. No, that's not how you do it. By the way, what is this thing up here? What is this, a humidifier?
No, it's just Sid's head steaming.
Yeah.
No, I see the,
so
the contraption. Looks like a raindrop of some sort.
Yeah, I just got a humidifier from Walmart. I went to Walmart yesterday.
You went to Walmart? Where is there a Walmart?
In Jersey? Upstate New York where my dad lives, in Middletown. That's what my dad said to me. He's like, Noah, haven't you been watching the news? You want to go to Walmart?
Okay, this was on a Saturday, though, the
yeah,
day
Saturday.
After Black Friday. How nuts was
Wait,
it?
You're allowed to go shopping on a Saturday? No.
I'm not Orthodox.
Was it after sundown?
I wouldn't even consider myself Jewish. It's just like...
What?
It's just for the culture and history, not like any. I don't believe in religion or any of that.
We got to get Papa Noah on here to see if he.
Papa Noah, Papa Noah, Papa Noah.
I want to see what he says about this.
How does it feel, Noah?
He could tell us about the festival of lights.
My butt. I don't know if my dad knows the meaning of Hanukkah.
What? Come on, of course he does.
About saving money.
Well, I went to Walmart yesterday, and it was fine.
It was just like a regular day at Walmart?
It was just a regular day at Walmart.
There's nothing fine about that.
I went to that Walmart
messy,
by, with you by your dad's house. No guns.
Well, they have guns, but there is Gander Mountain down the road.
I don't know what that
is. There's lots of guns at Gander Mountain.
I just wanted to see, like, guns stocked like they were toys or whatever. Just like, just on a rack.
Right next
nothing
to the
like
toys.
That. Nothing like that. And I feel like I kind of came across like a douche because I even asked somebody, he's like, hey, where's the guns?
And what'd they say?
No guns.
You were like a hipster tourist.
Yeah, totally a hipster.
They could just tell that you didn't really want guns.
Yeah.
They weren't going to show you.
Yeah, you're right.
Rob had his camera out, and he had one of those, like, knapsacks in the front of his...
Fanny pack?
Fanny pack, yeah.
We don't sell guns to people with fanny packs.
I was about to say in the South, but we weren't in the South. Well, upstate New York is practically the South.
It's northern Kentucky. It's really bad up there.
But, yeah. All right. Well, let's take a music break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about this this baby rapist.
And more more Jew game. More nice Jew teaser. Game. And we also have new drops.
All right.
So that's your teaser.
Kicking things off with some Noctum. Here's Deadly Connection.
You're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet? Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Our name was soil and my bare hands.
with so much drama in the LBC. It's kinda hard being Chuck B-L-A-N-D, you all niggas are listening to the Metal Injection live cast. You heard?
Oh man, what's the matter with you?
I'll get it the next time. I mean it.
Charlie, beast, the beast, the beast, new beast.
The only thing hot is the smell of my feet.
Don't leave me on coffee. I can't take your train to lizard or take ya.
Share.
Damn. Watch the beat.
Sleeping late.
They drink the drink, the drink they drag. They cut their crack, they offer drugs. We don't do drugs, do you get off?
Meaning?
Why not the beast? I'm on your case, I'm in your face. You and your father back and play. Never fuck your understand. Don't you know?
I'm bad. I'm so bad, I should be the engine.
Sexual organ located in the lower abdominal area.
No, man, it's dick.
Face.
Paper.
Yo, watch the beat. I need more
jam. Joey Mouth, the mouth, the mouth, he mouth. We are the kings and all shall hail. We are the gods and is forever. And will remain the hardest ever.
You know, I'm so bad. It's a crime.
Hey, Dick.
Not.
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening. know what that means? The music break is over, and the Metal Injection live cast has returned.
It's just an all Darren Kroc theme.
I thought it was like a terror alert system of some kind. Why no Hanukkah stuff for the Hanukkah theme that we're doing?
Hanukkah stuff in what sense?
For the blends.
Or some gelt for us, Rob, that you should have bought.
Gelt is disgusting, I think.
I got some gelt, too, actually.
What do you think of it as a chocolate? Gelt is basically nice. Just chocolate that looks like coins.
It's fun. It's more the point of it looking like a coin than being delicious chocolate. But it was pretty good.
I got gelt, too, actually. It's in my purse. It probably melted by now.
Sounds very similar to gilt.
Pretty good chocolate. It's not Toblerone, but it's fun. It's the thought that counts. It's a very nice present.
Yeah. Who gave it to you?
Girlfriend gave it to me.
She's not even Jewish.
I don't know anyone else. She's trying very hard, though.
Is
she
going to
convert to you?
No. Well, I'm not Jewish in that sense of being Jewish. It's just a...
Do you think she's just going to do it just for the hell of it?
No, I think she finds it fun to connect with that, and I, like, connect with her...
so cute.
Her background.
Yeah, Darren's going to convert to Indianism.
Is she
Hindu? Is that...
Her family's Hindu, but they're not... They're like me with being Jewish. They're
right, really just more like the cultural aspect.
You should just convert just for the comedy of it. Just like, you know, who would expect that?
Yeah.
For next Halloween, you guys can be Hasidic Jews.
Uh-huh, sure.
That could be your costume.
All right, we'll get right on that.
You can take Yiddish classes together.
What? You have to take classes for a Halloween
costume? No, Yiddish classes.
Yeah, but for a Halloween costume?
No, just to know
Yiddish.
Just to be...
Oh.
I think I know enough to fake it.
Enough Yiddish?
You can take lessons from Greg.
Yeah. Does he really speak it fluently?
Oh, he does. God. He took classes.
He Instagrammed something in Yiddish yesterday or the other day.
Super Nintendo just said, I'm going to film a Bollywood movie for her. Actually, I want to do something like that. Do a funny scene where we sing a Bollywood song. But she doesn't like to sing
Benny
or
Lava?
Anything, so it's Benny Lava.
You should do that. Reenact that video.
She doesn't like to sing, so it would be kind of hard.
You could lip sync.
You could sing both parts.
Yeah, right.
Voice.
I can't. They go way up high, those girls. They're like
auto-tune.
You could do it.
Yeah, that's what auto-tune's about, Darren. Come on.
I don't know. That shit's way high, man.
I'd like
playing?
To see that.
Benny Lava.
Benny Lava. You just need the words on the screen, though.
Yeah, you should just YouTube it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to make any sense without the... You want to explain what it is?
It's like an Indian pop song?
Well, the guy took he captioned it so that it has funny lyrics based on what it sounds like the guy's saying.
Right.
Oh, they
incorrect
do that all
subtitles.
The time.
Yeah. Benny Lava, you've been hurt today.
See, Darren, you could do it.
The guy's part. Wait till she comes in.
Little known fact that this guy is Rob's dad's cousin.
Yeah, she definitely
Rob
a
lava.
Rob a lava. Rob a lava. Rob a lava.
He's Indian. My dad is Iranian.
It's a girl.
Yeah,
I can do this.
I want you to hear me. I got it.
Say that again, Rob.
Wait, that's what she says on the thing, too. So it's not going to come across over the air, but look that up, Benny Lava.
All right. Oh, God. That was some fun times.
We're also still playing the Jew game, so feel free to call us.
The Jew game.
646-929-1357. Guess which celebrity related to metal, sort of, is a Jew.
646-929-1357. We have some new drops.
Oh, yeah.
Always fun to explore these by Spanky the Hippo.
And he says these are the last drops for a while.
Oh, he's retiring.
What else does he have to do?
I don't know. Maybe he goes to school now. All right, let's start with 3D. Oops.
You're not plugged in.
No. Oh.
Very professional.
Buzzkill.
Boom, boom, boom.
3D.
I'm going to cry.
This is 3 Dave Mustaine recites the Haftarah.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
Wow, that's really good.
Asher bochor bonu mikai ho'amim Baruch atah Adonai.
It hurts my throat just to listen.
Wow, yeah, that too.
No, I don't even that's so good.
No, what did I say?
No. I learned
you said nothing. That was Dave Mustaine.
We need that on loop.
I learned
like,
all
at
that.
The end of the show.
I learned all that shit phonetically.
God bless you, God.
Oh, more. All right.
Hello, Hainu Meleko Allah.
King of the world.
Asher Bokhar Bonu Mikai Hoamim.
I have no idea.
Baruch Adonai.
Bless you, God.
Yeah, something like that. All right, here's Noah. You really understand Hebrew?
Yeah, I
well?
Understand. Not well, but...
Enough.
Okay.
I'll probably like how I understand Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Noah.
I like to eat Asperger.
I
like to get messy.
Oh.
I was trying to, like, spread myself out evenly. Excuse me. That sounded like an edit. Okay? I was trying to, like, spread myself out evenly.
Yeah, definitely an edit.
But there might have just been, like, a delay.
I don't think so.
That could have
you can't
been,
edit them.
That could have been what you were trying to say, but he took out
nope.
some mess.
Nope. Doesn't count.
All right. Let's try to – we'll ask Spanky to get the original context, and we'll compare.
Okay. I'm used to weird smells. True. Lucky, lucky.
Why is so whispered?
I don't know who you're talking to about this. But...
You're a big cock tease.
Who is that?
I don't know.
All right, that's all the Noah ones. Here's Rabba.
Un chasseur, chasseur, chasson, chine, est un bon chasseur, qui fait sacher, chasseur.
What the fuck were you saying?
That's Rob speaking French.
It's my French.
Okay. Don't trust metal news sites.
You wrote an article
sure,
about
yeah.
that last week, didn't you?
I did.
But I am definitely a mouth breather.
I should really stand to lose a 2 pounds.
What? I definitely had an epic meat spin.
You had a meat spin? I don't remember that. What's that?
I don't remember that at all.
It's the one that can get Rob fired.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
I don't mean that. Someone forced me to say that.
You didn't sound forced.
Noah has AIDS.
Really?
Nope.
This one just says Rob threatens Amy's marriage.
I finally got to the part where I'm gay. For you, Sid.
Oh,
what?
All
right.
You can throw anything in my face and I'll suck on it.
Wow. What the hell?
All right, that's all around. Now
can
here's...
you play that last one again?
You can throw anything in my face and I'll suck on it.
Now here's Sean.
So determined.
Here's Sean.
I like to thread my penis in a good pace.
Very, very appropriate.
There was so much in this little box.
That's it. That's all the shit. Slow-mo.
I gotta admit them. My dad, yo.
I don't know what that
is. I saw you.
Here.
I heard a yo.
I met them with my dad, yo. That's what it says.
It's a group. It's a group on Facebook. Yo, dude.
Metal injection.
Metal injection.
And then finally, Sid.
Oh, give me a reach around, Shankletown.
All right. I like that.
So I think the winner...
You can throw anything in my face and I'll suck on it.
That's the winner. Also... Honorable mention.
Jose Maggot is
no!
a piece of shit.
No! Episode title.
No. Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
I wish when Rob went to Jose's party last week, you had followed him in with a boombox, just putting that on a loop. Like his hype man.
Rachel, in case you don't know, that's Rob's boss. That's Sirius. But he's talking a little shit about his boss.
My superior.
Really, the fans are your boss.
You. You're right. But yeah, so the big story this week was the former Lost Prophet singer, and I say former because they broke up because of this, Ian Watkins pled guilty to attempting to rape a baby.
Yeah.
My question on this is... Babies don't put up much of a fight. How
say,
did he only attempt?
How did he
well,
fail?
He like, say, yeah. What he's saying is he didn't actually rape the baby. He only tried to rape the baby.
So
and
what
then
achieved it.
What yeah. thwarted him from raping the baby?
The hole was too small. Like,
he just what? Didn't. Like, I think it's like a totally just a technicality. So he doesn't. Instead of getting life, he'll get like 50
But did
years
he fuck
over.
A baby or did he not fuck a baby?
Yes.
So then how is it?
Well, actually, no. He
I
never,
guess you can't ask the baby.
He never admitted to having sex with the baby. But what? So here's what he did.
Everything we say in this segment is a drop, by the way. Every single thing.
So, okay, he was charged with two separate counts of baby rape. and also charged with a third count with conspiracy to rape another child. Aiding and abetting sexual assault by penetration and conspiracy to sexually assault a child. What that means, so he basically convinced, like, fans of his band, like young girls who just had a child.
So sluts.
Teen moms.
Teen moms to
donate
have
their
sex with their babies in front of him. Like, to give fellatio.
And he, what, give them,
not,
like,
I guess not fellatio, give oral. No, like, it was like a Skype chat or something. And then, like, he, like, there was a Skype video that they found. It gets so gross.
So wait. Back up. All right.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Understand this. He never actually touched a baby.
He's not admitting to it, but they have evidence that there was.
All right, got it.
How did it come out? Like, how did he get caught? Who?
Apparently,
very slowly.
He was being investigated for a really long time, and they caught him in the act of, like, right about to...
So they were investigating him undercover for a while before arresting him.
Yeah, exactly.
He thought it was a baby, but it was just a really short cop. Babyface Finster.
He's the pedophile Tim Lambesis.
Yeah.
Oh, there's evidence of him filming himself abusing a child, and the child's mother...
So how's he denying it?
I don't know.
He has to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's this whole other... I want to just read some of this. So in the footage, he's seen pleasuring himself and refers to the woman and her baby as his slave duo. And they discuss looking after the child as it grows up and making it have sex with animals and take drugs. The child's mother...
What do they care if the kid's taking drugs or not?
Also refers...
Well, he has to get through the fucking animals.
The mother refers...
Suck off a rooster.
But if they're all fantasizing and stuff, then make it like the kid likes fucking animals. Why would you make it the kid still isn't into it and you have to drug him?
It's
just too much detail.
He makes her refer to her baby as his little fuck toy.
Oh, I want to be sick.
And she sent him a photo having oral sex with the baby.
So
the mother having...
Is the mother in jail, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they wouldn't identify them, obviously, because they don't want to expose the kids.
So there's a photo of the mother having oral sex with the baby.
No. There's, like, this was, like, a cop.
She sent him a photo.
Yeah.
Of her having oral... Is the baby going down on her, or is she...
No, she's going down on the baby.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl, I think.
That less gross, sir.
I'm
trying to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about
that.
The baby doesn't know what's going on. It's a baby. They don't know
what's
going on.
So then she actually, this woman flew from Boston.
What's to do it to an adult?
From Boston to New York with her child, bringing them.
I thought this was all British. These are American people doing this? That changes everything.
Just want to reiterate.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is something. This is another girl came forward saying that Watkins... statutorily raped her.
If this is the kind of shit you could get your fans to do when you're in a shitty band, imagine what Axl Rose is capable
of. Didn't R. Kelly pee on girls?
Yeah, but then you could do anybody could
pee
on girls.
Here's a few things the two most fucked up things about this is the baby's hair was tested positive for meth, and they have a Skype conversation where they talked about blowing meth smoke in the baby's face. That's the one part that's just, like, the worst.
Well, no, there was actually one thing worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
He played Lost Prophets for the baby.
No, well, the thing...
What does Lost Prophets sound like?
We'll get to that in a second.
They were more like poppy emo punk, right? They're not like a metal band.
Like hard rock, sort of. Mm-hmm. Like all
Papa
rock.
Roach.
Yeah.
It was like during that weird 2004
Linkin
time.
Park style.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
were.
Yeah, yeah.
I never listened to them, so I don't know.
So the thing where I lost any, like, not that I had any sympathy for him, but, you know, like, part of me was kind of like, well, maybe he's, like, you know, maybe there's something wrong, you know, whatever.
Well, clearly there's
something wrong. But, you know, like, the fact they figured out his
maybe
password.
Maybe a really attractive baby.
They broke into his computer.
Okay.
And his password was I fuck kids.
Oh, you're making that up.
I swear. I swear that's his that was his computer password. So it's like he doesn't give a fuck.
Wow.
He's like, well, If they figure out my password, there's no going back.
Yeah, that's true.
If they figure it out, they're figuring it out for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm already screwed.
That was like, wow.
How long does he survive in jail? Because this is like the lowest rung of like...
This
is,
I've never...
Second,
you will get a...
Jerry Sandusky, you said you were making a case for maybe it's just, you know, it's something that he has wrong with him.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Who's to say that it's wrong?
Well, I didn't say that necessarily. I said we need to... It's, you know, it's a sexual preference.
Right.
He's born with it. He didn't just one day decide, you know... It's cool fucking adults, but
so
I got to watch what I say now because it will be recorded. But he didn't just decide, I'll get it.
Yeah, like voices. You're born a pedophile.
Yeah. So there needs to be some kind of something we can do so they can get their rocks off but not hurt anyone. Because everyone's
what do you propose?
I don't know. That's we need to figure something out.
Virtual reality.
Something.
No, they just don't get their rocks off.
But why? That's not fair.
Because it's not fair to the child.
But then that's what I'm saying. We need to face really life-like robots. One day we'll get there.
A
real
doll and a baby.
Yeah, one day.
But like, that would be a gateway drug to like the guy's going to eventually say, this is it's great, but it's not quite life-like enough.
I need a pulse.
Real child.
Well, at least it's something. If it puts him off by a few years, that's a few years of kids not getting fucked.
What if the guy would have found a way to manage it except that he indulged this doll now?
I suppose. Well, we don't have statistics on this and like what there's more of.
Uh-huh.
Guys that are just not doing anything or guys that are acting on it.
So this is Lost Profits. This is like one of their most views.
Yeah.
By the way,
this is the baby rapist. Also, this is honestly like the most death metal story ever. This is like totally
fucking kids is death metal.
I don't know, but like it's totally like a gore grind band topic. But it's
something they
way
would write about.
Yeah,
actually do.
Oh, totally. That's what I'm saying. It's like
all those bands are full of shit.
Rob, there's a rumor in the chat. The real. There's a rumor in the chat. Your password is I love ribs.
Uh-oh.
Or I in public.
I need to change my password now.
Quick. Kathy Bates has the scoop on you.
Here's the hook.
It sounds
well,
like...
maybe this is like when Papa Roach went emo.
It sounds like Everclear.
No, this is better than Everclear.
You know what? If a few babies had to be raped so that band doesn't make any more music, maybe...
Oh, come on, Rob.
I was making a joke. No, that's not right.
It's better to have their bus flip over or something.
That's a good scale of like how much you hate a band. Like how many babies you would allow to get raped so this band breaks up. Like what would be the highest... What would be a 10 baby rape band for Rob?
Atreyu.
Well, they're right.
Psyopus?
I
love Psyopus so much.
What band do I hate? Like, hate.
Amur. How many babies?
No, I don't.
They have a true...
Babies?
I'm fine. I'm
do I hear nine babies?
Like, my instinct says Five Finger Death Punch, but I feel like I think of, like, a worse band. Like, Hinder, maybe, or...
Okay. That's not like, a bad choice.
Like, I don't even...
Cynic?
Shine Now.
Shine, yeah, like, like those...
How
really
many,
big radio.
How many babies would you allow to get raped, Jake, if Shinedown would stop making music forever?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
None. How about, what's that band that made the Asian Girl song?
Oh, God, do they even really count as a band?
Yeah,
my Asian Girl.
What is that?
We played it on the show, like the really racist.
That's not a band that you really ever hear, so you could just live as if they don't exist.
El Duderino says he'd give 10 raped babies for Falconer to break up.
They're a really great band.
That's
and we still have the we still have that.
This song is worth two babies. Take two of the babies out of Ian Watkins' glove compartment.
Outside at all times, just in case.
They're a very talented group of musicians.
How about post 21st century Morbid Angel?
Oh no.
Ja Rule.
Does he make music anymore anyway?
I don't know.
Does he?
I don't think so.
If so, it probably just sounds the same. What about Danny? How many babies to get rid of him?
No! Why would you want to get rid of Danny?
He's already dead.
He sounds like... when you grow up sounding like this, you probably were raped as a baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. What about I cut your dick off? I cut your dick off.
Oh, the young murder killers or whatever? The young...
You don't even remember the name. Cut your dick off.
What are they called?
The Young Torture Killers.
How many babies to get rid of them?
I love that song.
So good.
A little echoing.
This is what they should play for the Lost Prophets guy.
You're right.
In jail.
They really need to cut his dick off.
Yeah.
There was actually an interesting discussion in the comments of Metal Injection. A lot of people were like, oh, this guy needs to fucking rot. This guy needs to get raped. And like, And then some people were like, hey, why don't you show a little compassion? And they were like, are you kidding me for a baby rapist?
Not so, compassion so much as just we shouldn't be as barbaric
as he was, as other
people.
Yeah, I thought it was like, let's joke, he's never going to get to have sex with another baby now.
No,
that's
no, no.
Be really hard for him.
No, I think they were saying like, you know, you shouldn't torture that. Like even you don't want to shoot down to their level.
As a civilized society, we should not reciprocate with barbaric.
What do you think? What do you think would be just jail?
I think we should donate his living body to science.
I think jail and rehab is important because, like Sid said, these guys are not doing this for a whim.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something wrong with them that needs to be changed, and they have to be rehabbed. If they can't be rehabbed, they should not be let out of jail.
Well, I don't think he should be let out of jail ever.
No.
I feel like that's it.
Well, no, I agree.
Because he actually
fucked babies.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done. But I'm saying if a guy goes to... some like a shrink and says, I need help, you know, he hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah.
If that guy could be rehabbed, fine. If he can't, you put him away.
Exactly. Well, it's someone in the chat writes, you know, you can't fix that shit. And I agree, but you could, I feel like, control it. Like, as a human being, you could say, like, okay, I have this urge, but I will not act on it because it's wrong.
Right. But if that's the one urge you have, that's got to suck.
I mean, it's
like, then just kill yourself.
He's saying he doesn't like Toblerones or something?
Yeah.
Or if we listen to Sid, you should just find a one-year-old because I don't remember it anyway.
Well, not even younger. At one, maybe.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to misrepresent
you. Like fresh out the womb.
Younger than one. Younger
like
than
he,
one.
What he should do, you just hang out by an abortion clinic and you're like, hey, slow down, lady.
Oh.
I'll take that baby out of you.
I'll take that.
Close enough.
Yeah. You look pretty far along. Come
That's
on.
So disgusting.
That's so disgusting.
Whole conversation.
Well, is it better to be aborted or to live and be fucked when you're 2 months old, and then not again? Just one time when you're 2 months
old. One and
done. Yeah.
But then what happens to you as a baby?
You grow up. I don't know.
But then who's taking care of the baby?
They'll find someone.
The woman
his
mother wanted to abort him.
Like Oliver Twist.
No. Well, so then it would be better if he was aborted.
What if they give him the baby before they fully severed the cord? He's still attached
would
to
the mom feel it? Like, did she get a little tingling?
But, like, have there been studies done of, like, what happens to you if you were, like, an infant and you were sexually assaulted?
It can't be good.
But
when you
grow up, you find out what happened to you as a child.
But how do you find out? What if, don't tell the kid, and then you'll be fine.
I don't know.
Why tell him?
Well,
I feel like it probably does some physical damage as well, and then you have to live with that.
Maybe.
Yeah, being high on crystal meth as a three-month-old can't
be
good.
Well, I'm not talking about that part.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the fucking.
Just the rape? Yeah, I feel like...
No, I feel very dirty.
Just the rape.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
Just the rape should be the episode title.
But if it was just like the mom going down on the baby, that's not going to do any physical damage.
Oh.
I'm sure she was very delicate with her child.
I think it still impacts some type of like psychological
psychology at that age.
I don't know.
Do you feel anything? Like, do you feel any sort of stimulation down there?
Rob, you're actually coming around to sit.
Rob, call the baby. Let's get her on the line.
Noah, when you were a child,
I was ever molested.
Your clitoris was stimulated.
Did a Rebbe ever go assault you with a shofar?
Oh, that's disgusting.
You've gone too far, Darren.
Oh, that was too far? Yes. Oh, shit, we just talked about?
Yes. Don't bring shofars into this.
Into what?
Definitely the weirdest. Apparently also an escort.
Show me on the shofar where he touched you.
And how deep? Yeah.
The hole.
An escort came forward and said that like she had a relationship with Watkins, and that eventually...
She wanted their relationship.
Eventually, he got comfortable enough with her where he admitted to her that he was a pedophile, and he wanted to rape a baby with her. She was not into it, and she said she went to the cops like 4 years ago, and they blew her off.
Because hey, you're a hooker. We didn't believe you, I guess.
But also, who knows? But yeah, crazy.
Did she charge them to blow her off?
Oh, I see. The other part of the story that like came out late, like after this came out, two girls came forward and said that when they were underage, like this one girl from Boston flew to New York, met him at his hotel room, and he deflowered her.
Do you think he paid for the flight or did she pay for
the
flight?
I feel like she paid for it.
How
she
old
probably,
was she?
16.
In the 60s and 70s, this happened every fucking day. There's endless girls who say they were like 14 when Mick Jagger fucked them. And he never did a day in jail. That's...
So you're fine with that?
That's at 16, whatever. I don't.
A lot of girls lose their virginity.
She, if
16.
She was willing to fucking buy a plane ticket, then
yeah.
If you
right.
could fly by yourself, then whatever.
So you don't think
there
should be any statutory rape laws at all?
Not if you're famous. What the hell? If, come on.
No,
why,
cover,
why be famous?
No, cover your ears, Jake. Any 16-year-old to fly out for you to deflower? No, cover your ears.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
18?
What if Noah was 16 right now?
Did you ever like get any like weird?
That was a good question.
That was a
good
question, Sid.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
wait, Noah, how old are you?
30.
You're exactly 30. So if you met her 14 years younger, would you be legal for him? How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, so that doesn't. That would be a good question.
30 as well.
Yeah. What if you met a girl that was exactly like Noah but 16?
I mean, that's...
Noah's pretty hot at 16.
To me, like, any...
Rob
any
Noah.
That was my peak crush on Noah.
Wow. Is that when you called her a biznatch?
No, that
was much later. When I was college.
Rob used to have a crush on me.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have a crush on you. It's not...
Aww.
I had a crush on you.
Oh, God, come on! Now this is getting gross
anyways,
in a totally different way.
Wait, so you pursued her or she
back
pursued
back to the
you?
Baby fucking.
Yeah, baby fucking. Oh, yeah.
Kathy Bates wants to know, Noah, which celebrities did you bang when you were 16? If any.
None. I was still a virgin at 16.
Oh, okay.
Let's be real here. I'm the most famous person Noah's ever banged.
Oh, wow. Is that true?
It's true.
All right. Are there anyone...
Thanks, Rob.
Is there anyone approaching Jake's level of fame, though, that you have had sex with?
No.
Not even close.
Mm-mm.
Are you saying that to be polite? Because I don't think he'd be offended if there was another. I hope not. Anyway.
I never had sex with anyone more famous than Jake.
No, not. But like slightly close to Jake's.
Come on,
level.
Darren. Look at this, dude.
There was that one last night with Jason Hervey.
No, that's nowhere near Jake. Come on, dude.
Well, I'm just saying, approaching that level,
like a lesser band, a lesser band than
brother. The Wonder Years?
I feel like I'm on the Maury Show right now.
Funny you should say that, Noah, because here are all your past conquests. Yeah.
You said you never banged anyone in a band. The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Oh.
I'm the most famous person Noah has ever banged should be the episode title.
I like that, but that's probably better than just the rape.
Oh, succulent Chinese meal. What about the Noah Thor Schredstein sex tape?
That never happened.
But Jake, do you ever get like? I mean, I guess Perfect is a dude type band, but do girls ever throw themselves at you?
I mean, there are some girls, but it's not what people think. And we also have we have a rule like you're not allowed to bring underage people around the band just because it's just trouble.
Yeah.
But what if they lie?
A lot of them do lie, you know, it's one of those things that, like, after, if somebody is, like, bringing somebody young around, usually it's crew, it's never, because everybody in the band has a girlfriend, but if it does happen, it's like, dude, fucking get that shit away from us, like, we don't want that near us, and then we just berate them for, like, the rest of the tour, and it becomes a joke, but it can be a serious thing, because if any one of those people say anything... Like, they could just make it up, and we could be fucked. And, like, this band, Lost Prophets, is so fucked, like, forever.
Yeah, they broke up. They can't, like, their brand is tarnished.
Yeah, they can't even go to a new band or, like, start a new band and be, like, ex-members from the Lost Prophets because you had a baby fucker.
It's an appropriate name for them for what they're circumstances. Yeah. They've lost a lot of profits.
And also, it's like, if when they do eventually start a new project, assuming they do, which they can't ever do press, because obviously everyone is just going to ask about, hey, so...
Do you know about the baby?
What about that baby fucker?
Looks like now that you had a baby fucker in your
Yeah,
band, you know?
I like...
Any baby fuckers in this band?
Yeah. Obviously, I feel the worst for the babies. But then the second worst I feel...
No, there's no second worst. Only
no,
the,
there's
well,
poor band.
He does like, bring up a good
What do you
point.
Mean, poor band? Do you think the band didn't know what was going on?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Like, why would
it's
they...
It's not like he was having babies in the tour bus.
I know.
Yeah.
But
How
they,
do we
but
know
he
that?
Didn't, they didn't see him inviting six like underage girls.
But that,
that's
common activity.
I'm not excusing that.
But it's not something you'd raise your eyebrows much as him banging a two-year-old.
Yeah. Right.
Like what I'm saying is I can understand them turning a blind eye to like a 16-year-old girl.
They're probably doing the same thing.
But not the baby. Like I feel like anybody, that's...
What about like girls and their babies, like 16-year-old girls and their babies going backstage?
Yeah,
you
that
didn't
might
see
be
anything
weird.
Wrong
that
with
happened?
That?
Did I miss that in the
It
show?
Was. I don't think it was backstage. It was never backstage. So
how do you think Skype feels about all this publicity they've gotten from this story?
pedophiles use their service.
Yeah.
That's right. They're owned by Microsoft. They have good lawyers.
Damn you, Bill Gates.
He's not involved with Microsoft
Whatever,
anymore.
He's profiting off of baby fucking.
No, he's a nice guy. He gives all of his... he's giving like 90% of his wealth to charity.
To baby fucks?
To preventing baby fucking. To babies in Africa that have AIDS. He's trying
Nobody
to...
would fuck an AIDS baby.
Maybe well, that's why.
Maybe that's what we should do. You want to fuck a baby fucking AIDS baby.
Oh, my God.
How dedicated are you?
And no condoms.
Oh, you get one.
See,
you
I
get
thought,
one.
I thought you were going the other way. He's donating all this money to cure AIDS in babies. So that they can be...
Oh.
Which is even worse. So that makes me terrible.
There should have been a sting operation to get him with a an AIDS baby.
Like a booby trap. Baby trap.
I'm sorry, you're in any way associated with this, Jake. Jake didn't know about this topic of conversation.
Yes. That's it. That's the perfect...
You were never on a tour with Lost Prophets, right?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Thank God.
No, come on. Toy. So yeah, that was some crazy stuff.
We have like about 15 minutes left.
Yeah, we want to let's get some more callers in.
More Jewy game.
We want to do some more Jew or no Jew. You can win a free CD. Give us a call, 646-929-1357. Number to dial.
Anything else going on while we wait for that?
I'm trying to look at the top story. It's weird because, you know, since it was Thanksgiving.
Rob, I just want to know, how's your ass doing?
Honestly, like, the more I get into the show, the less I'm noticing it. So, but it is a constant pain.
And you're concussed.
And also, I want to mention that I'm, like, leaning on the one butt. Like, I'm not putting pressure on my one butt cheek. You can't really see it, but I'm, like, my left butt cheek. I'm probably going to injure it from how much pressure I'm putting on it.
Are you going to be able to walk home after the show? Or?
No. I'm going to probably get a cab.
Oh.
I can't
Are you
going
to have to, like, lay across the back seat of the cab?
I took a cab here, and it was kind of difficult to get in the car.
Oh.
And the cab driver was like, oh, busted leg? And I was like, yes.
Just go with that.
Busted leg.
Sure.
That's what's wrong with me.
They didn't get your ass pounded earlier today.
Well, because I feel like I don't feel like mooning a cab driver right now and having to explain the whole story to him.
Why does that entail showing him your ass, though, that you explain it?
Well, how else is he going to believe me?
He believed the leg without you showing him his leg.
But you're moving. You're acting.
Acting.
Yeah. Acting.
It's like you're growing a tail.
Oh, it was.
So how long are you going to wait before you go see a doctor?
I feel like a week. If it doesn't subside in a week.
But are there any doctors listening that would treat Rob for free?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have any doctors?
Our audience is full of doctors. Just overflowing with doctors.
Please. But yeah. Painful. No, I'm honestly fine right now.
It's all right.
It's still a little irritating, but yeah, like I said, it was way bigger yesterday, so that's kind of why.
Ice it down.
Yeah, I've definitely been icing it down.
Oh,
I've been icing it down. I like keeping a tight asshole.
Are you icing it down?
My asshole is quite tight, I guess.
Are you icing it down with the frozen raw shrimp that you have? Frozen raw shrimp bag?
No, I had some frozen green beans, but then I just put some ice in a bag and used that.
Do you want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Green beans?
I can't. Green beans? Oh, Neil Hamburger. Did you guys go see Neil Hamburger?
I did.
Okay.
It was good. It was good. Tim Heidecker opened, and he was also very good. And then there was this, like, hipster ventriloquist lady that was the first act, and she was not very good.
Oh.
But Tim Heidecker and Neil Hamburger were both very good. Hmm. I forget the jokes.
That's sad.
But they were strong.
They were humorous.
I feel like, did I discuss it? I feel like
Oh, yeah, I think you might have. Oh, we have a caller, though, so shut up, Sid.
Oh, wow.
253.
Your claws are showing.
253, you're on the live cast. Hey.
Hey, this is Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Oh, all right. Super Nintendo wants to play the Jew or Goy game. Quick reminder, we're going to not be able to take calls in 4 minutes. So if you're listening and you want to play, now is the time to call. 646-929-1357. Super Nintendo, are you ready to play Jew or Goy?
Bring it.
All right. Adam Dukowitz, Kill Switch Engage.
Jew.
Correct. You got one. Matt Sanders, a.k.a. M. Shadows, Avenged Sevenfold.
Not a Jew.
That's correct.
Wow.
Two for two. And finally, actually not finally, because if you get it wrong, you have to go on. But let's see here.
I'm going
to
get it right.
I'm trying to give him a hard one. All right. Amy Lee, Evanescence.
Not a Jew.
That's correct. You're a winner.
Wow. Three for three.
Very good. Very nicely done.
Oh, the Shofar and Price is Right music go very well together.
It's like a solo. Shofar solo.
A solo.
I finally win in my life.
Yeah, so Super Nintendo, if you just shoot me an email. You can win another free CD because I know you've won one before.
Did you ever send them out?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought Matt Sanders might have been tripped him up, maybe. M. Shadows, because he looks a little Jewy, and Sanders, you know, that could go.
This is your last chance to dance, people.
90 seconds.
646-929-1357. Thank you for your call, Chalmers. Chalmers.
How many gifts does he get?
One.
Aww.
Oh, no.
Anyone here want to play?
I'll play.
I'm awesome.
I got a bunch of these that were in you.
Okay.
Beck, Jewish or not Jewish?
Well, I think he's a Scientologist now, but I will say that he was born Jewish.
He was born Jewish. That is correct. Both parents.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Weinman, Diligent Escape Plan.
I'm going to say he's Jewish.
He's Jewish. That's correct.
Weinman.
Kirk Weinstein, Crowbar, and Down.
I'll say Jewish. Why not?
Incorrect.
Oh,
not a Jew.
And he's no longer a Down.
The elusive Steen at the end of the name, but not Jewish. Lemmy Kilmeister.
He is not Jewish.
He's not Jewish. Correct. Steve Vai.
Not Jewish.
That's correct as well. Metal Sinaz.
That's not the one you asked about before. I'll say she is not Jewish.
She is not Jewish. That's us.
Checking out every single one left on the list.
Yeah, because we can't. All right. It's Hanukkah. It's going to be irrelevant next week. CC DeVille of Poison.
Jewish.
Jewish is correct.
Wow, Sid.
Jordan Rudess of Dream Theater.
Spell the last name, please.
R-U-D-E-S-S.
I'm going to say not Jewish.
Oh, incorrect. Damn. He is a Jew. Sorry.
If it was its, it would have been easier.
A couple more here.
Threw me off.
Jens Kidman, Meshuggah.
Not Jewish.
Not Jewish is correct. A.L. Levi of Doth, you know
he's
that
Jewish,
one. That's
yeah.
Very, very, very Jewish. Dave Mustaine.
Not Jewish.
No, he's Jewish.
Incorrect. I don't
Oops,
read metal
sorry.
Injection out of the book. That's sensationalist.
His mother is Jewish. He's a Jew.
He admitted
he
it.
Wait,
is he
a born-again Christian? Oh, that's what he turned into.
Yeah. He was raised a Jehovah's Witness, then he became a born-again Christian. But his mother was Jewish, so he is a Jew.
By blood.
Bran Daler, Mastodon.
Not Jewish.
Not Jewish, correct.
finally, Alice Cooper.
Not Jewish.
That's correct. Wow, you did very well. I think you got two wrong.
Okay.
Very nice. Cool.
What does Sid get?
I get to not have a CD sent to me.
A golf club.
Yeah. That's...
Oops. I mispronounced Jens Kidman also. I apologize.
I think I don't mind.
But with the name Meshuggah, you think that someone...
You would, but yeah.
No. That's a Kidman. Kidman.
Like Billy Kidman?
Kidman.
What's that guy doing?
He's a road agent now for WWE.
That's sad. Has he cut his hair?
Yeah. His hair was cut before he retired.
Fucking sellout.
Capsburger in the chat says, next week they'll play Baby Rapist or No Baby Rapist. I mean, it's a pretty short game.
Every name is just going to be Ian Watkins over and over. Still a baby rapist.
Still a baby rapist.
Well, actually, I don't think they're going to let him around.
That's like our new segment. Like, Ian Watkins, still a baby rapist.
You should get like attempt to get a jailhouse interview with him. We could ask him all these questions that we've come up with. Like, if it was only AIDS babies, would you do? Would you agree to that?
That's a good point.
I have things I want to talk to him about. Maybe I could Skype
We need
with
to
him.
Get some pedophiles on the line.
I'll lie to him and say I have a child. He'll get on the phone with me. I'm like, sorry, it's just me, dude. Take my shirt off if you want.
You're so kind. You would take your shirt off for him?
Accommodating. I want to get that interview. Got to ask him the hard-hitting question.
You should dress up as a one-year-old and wear a bonnet and diapers.
Like Shirley Temple. Your little sailor outfit.
Give him a giant lollipop bigger than his head.
Okay.
Rachel, would you interview Ian Watkins for us? She's not going to answer.
I think that's a no.
She's mute. Well, we had a great show.
Yes. Did the batteries on your Hanukkah necklace run out?
No, I turned it off because it was distracting Rob. I'll put it back.
You could have it on, it's just not the flashing. The flashing, I'll just keep looking at you, and you don't want that.
Oh, I think they did run
no,
out.
No,
oh, no.
What crappy piece of merchandise.
No, it's the battery. It's not the merchandise.
Oh, I was actually in your neighborhood yesterday.
Yes.
And I was walking down the street by Amazing Saving, which is
did
so much
in?
Bigger than I remember it.
Well,
being.
It moved. It was a different place in the area.
Okay, yeah. I thought so, because I was like, I never is this. This looks like a fucking Kmart. This
yeah,
is intense.
Rachel used to work on Avenue M, by the way.
Is that true? What did you... Oh, she's not going to answer.
Tell she worked later. In a kid's store, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Is that still there? Yeah. Talking to the mic. I'm going to send you to the mikveh if you don't talk to me.
Oh, no. What's the mikveh for?
I found out that men can go to a mikveh also. But they have
go
separate
on.
Mikvehs.
What is a mikveh?
A mikveh is where, I thought it was where all the women on periods go to
it's like pools.
Congregate, and they go in the water together to cleanse themselves. But it turns out you can go there to like spiritually cleanse also. Like it's not
and
just
watch
for,
women dip themselves in period
well, no,
water.
They, men and women are still separated.
Sure.
But
I'm
they
sure
have,
there's holes in the wall for
but
the
they
guys
have,
to look into.
They have men's mikvahs, and the reason I knew that is because there was a story about rabbis raping the babies in the fucking mikvahs.
Oh, that's right. I read about that story, too.
They don't even have – they're not even in Lost Prophets.
At least start a band first, for God's sake. Pay your dues, rabbis. Come on.
Rabbi Shmuley Weinstein, baby rapist or no baby
would
rapist?
You?
Definitely a rapist.
That's correct.
I was walking past Amazing Savings, and there was like, in this time of celebration, give to the people less needy than you.
Less needy than you.
More needy.
More needy. I'm sorry.
That's a real Jew. He gives away to the poor, less poor people.
It's called the Republican Party.
I'm sorry, less fortunate. That's what he said. Less fortunate. Just donate a little money, why don't you? It's like his guilt trip wasn't working, so he's like, come on! Stop being such a cheapo!
Was he
following you and saying this, or just yelling at you from the corner?
He's the guy that pushed you down the stairs. Give any money.
Oh my God!
He followed you all the way to jail.
There was a van driving around with this kind of shit playing. Teetle, teetle, teetle. The first time I played this, I remember Sid's reaction. What was that? A little teetle, teetle, teetle.
Classic.
Rachel is doubled over laughing at the teetle, teetle, teetle. You remember this from your youth?
Who doesn't like a good teetle, teetle every once in a while? I just imagine like someone sitting on a chair and then five guys surrounding that person and raising that chair like at a wedding.
Yeah. I just imagine. I can't imagine somebody like, yeah, this sounds good. Let's put this out.
Grisha, Greg.
But
this is all like Jewish festive music. Sounds.
But
like
it sounds awful.
Why?
The violin.
Come on.
It's fine.
This is like actually
in the room.
This is what's his name? Yitzhak Perlman.
Is it really?
Yeah. Wow.
He's now not headlining the Barclays Center. I'll tell you that.
He's headlining the garden.
Yeah. Doing some gardening.
Oh.
A jerk. No babies would allow themselves to be fondled by that man.
I don't think any baby wanted it.
Not that song. Imagine not only being raped as a baby, but while Teetle Teetle is playing. It's a fate worse than death.
Ugh. Well, where could we really go from there?
I'm not proud.
We have to burn this MP3.
I mean,
CDs and give it to everyone you know.
Well, we're going to end a little early since we started a bit late. But
oh, yeah. That's the way to do it.
What do you mean?
That's what the babies would have wanted.
Well, I feel like...
They wanted
it to end early.
Yeah.
So in honor of the babies.
For the good of the babies, we should just wrap things up.
Like when you go down on a baby, how long do you do it for? It's not like the baby's going to come, so when do you know to stop?
I feel like they're doing it for their own...
It's just a part of the
but
show.
But when are they like, all right, that was enough. I'm good for now. I'll put the baby down.
When they finish?
But so you're saying that the woman was like fingering herself as she
No,
was...
everything was done for his pleasure, I'm assuming. Okay. It's all about
the mom
him.
The was doing it to please the singer.
Yeah.
The baby.
Yeah. It's all about him.
Did she think, well, he'll marry me if I do this?
Probably.
Eventually.
What could, like, I don't know what these women were thinking. What is wrong with these women?
They wanted their attention. His attention.
Well, clearly, yeah. And there's already something wrong with them. They're young.
You go
mother,
down on
I mean.
A baby, that's a way to get attention. It worked.
Their lives suck.
Yeah.
They wanted something more.
Yeah. Should have picked a better band.
Well.
I doubt David D. Rainman wants people fucking babies on his Skype.
Well, he just had a baby.
So you say he doesn't even need it? He doesn't need Skype?
That's not at all what I'm saying.
Breaking news, Rob of Metal Injection Serious says David D. Rainman is farming his babies out to fuck them.
And also, Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
No! Stop it!
Does he have any babies?
This is wrong. If I lose my job over this...
It would be hilarious.
You mean you wouldn't lose your job over
this? Jose Mangan is a piece of...
No! Baby rape talk?
No, that's fine. That's news. Jose Maggot is a piece
no!
of shit. Trying to censor it with my voice.
It's going to become a part of the soundboard
no,
on the website.
Turn Rob's mic down.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
Wow, Rob. Can't believe you do that.
Someone made me do it.
So good to you.
He's a saint to me.
It's just been your 2-year anniversary at Sirius, right? As a
yeah,
DJ.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
November 18th.
We have a clip from your anniversary show. Right?
Un chasseur, chasseur, sans chien, est un bon chasseur qui fait sa chair,
Massachusetts. Massachusetts? That says
chasseur. It's right near Massachusetts.
Coming up next, a little more Psyopis. And after that, some more Psyopis.
I do play a good amount of Psyopis on there.
I want that
chasseur,
to be...
Chasseur, 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 bon chasseur, qui fait sa chair,
what is sa chair? Is he talking about Cher?
If anybody knows what the hell I'm saying...
It's like the French version of she sells seashells. I don't understand what's going on. And I feel like that was fairly recently, but I still have no idea what the context
I think
was.
It was just like some French thing on the... That I was saying. And then,
but yeah, but what? Yeah, why?
Yeah, yeah.
What were you reading?
I don't know. We'll never know.
It's not like we can go back and listen.
Maybe Spanky could tell us.
Yeah, please.
Well, he's not going to do this anymore, right?
He wants nothing. He said he might have to after today, after all the drops. All
right.
From today, right. So we might have it. Otherwise... Cut your dick off. Cut your dick off. Just saying.
Cut your dick off. Well, lucky Ian Watkins didn't cut any of the baby's dick off.
Pretty soon his dick is going to get cut off.
What kind of crazy groupie stuff do you think those guys are getting? The young murder killers.
None.
Probably not.
Torture killers.
They don't actually murder, so that'd be wrong.
They just torture,
on
yeah.
Skype.
They torture you with their music.
Oh, my goodness. 97 likes only on Facebook. Shocking.
For what?
Young Torture Killers.
What was their last update?
YTK.
Do you think we can have them on the show?
Dave, I should.
Could we? Clearly we could. Does that mean we were going to do it?
Please.
Debut single from our upcoming mixtape, Protect Your Nuts.
Oh.
Because YTK taking over.
When was that from?
June.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I guess that mixtape stalled in production.
They have long schedules at Walmart.
The video got 48,000 views. That's
because of you.
Yeah.
You're right. Their website is just...
You want to be their new web developer?
I design their website, sure.
Guys, I don't think you're getting great SEO on the cut your dick off, nigga, cut your dick off song.
Reach out to them, Rob.
I will. All right, well, it was a great show. Thank you to everybody for listening. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. Darren, can you play us out with Dave Mustaine?
And thanks to Darren for the Menorium. Jew or Goy game.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Mustaine what?
Doing the... reciting the Hebrew prayer.
Oh, okay. I was going to play a song. But
well,
that's fine. Baruch
atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ho'olam. Asher bochor bonu mikai ho'amim. Baruch atah Adonai.
They've had popsicle sticks inserted anally. Soldier calling from Iraq, dodging IEDs. If you like Mihos porn, then you're just like 3D. He's not a racist, but he sprays his walls with penis cream. Anal sex and poop, whores and OCD. You never know just what you'll hear on the live cast this week. High school dykes and cops, obsessed with Jenny's feet. You'll miss I like your toes on the live cast this week. Googlers, get them gone, Skolnick's unemployed. Serious certificate, no it's pride and joy. Chuck Blandington says something mean, and Rabba eats sushi. The pizza, destroyer calls with awful comedy. Noah's making jokes, trying to make Sean freak. He'll probably fuck like dogs on the live cast this week. They just got engaged, and isn't that so sweet? He'll give away his firstborn son on the live cast this week. 12th caller. I'd like to take this time to introduce my band. On the bass, we have the legendary Dave Mustaine. On the drums, the one and only Dave Mustaine. Over there on rhythm guitars, you guessed it, Dave Mustaine. And on lead guitar and nasally vocals, it's me, Dave Mustaine. What is amazing how I can talk and still play a solo. I'm the man. A room full of Jews, plus one Chicago ginger, talking about mezuzahs, matzahs and bar mitzvahs. I need a place. Shoot my load, that's what Doritos begged up for. Now, Robert, please, no more the faint. I can't take anymore. Shlomo can't pronounce the words he's trying to speak. We need a damn translator on the live cast this week.
watching how